Hello, and welcome to the Keto for Christ podcast. Have you been struggling to have success with keto? Have you tried it in the past, had great results, but somehow life happened and you gained it all back? It's so much more difficult the second time around, am I right? Trust me, friend, I understand and I feel your pain, frustration, and disappointment because that's exactly what happened to me. My name is Cherie Haynes, and I am so passionate about getting the message of keto out into the world. But what if I told you that bringing God into the equation could make all the difference? As Philippians 4:13 states, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." So, do you want to do keto the easy way or the hard way? If you'd like to do keto the easy way, please join me each week as I share simple strategies for keto and as we pray together for the strength and commitment we need to honor this temple God has given us so that we can better serve Him. I believe when we do keto for Christ, success will be inevitable. Let's go ahead and jump into today's show. Hey, love. Happy New Year. I truly hope you and your family had a wonderful Christmas and New Year's celebration. I know things were probably a little bit different this year, but there are always blessings that we can find if we simply look for them. Am I right? So, can you believe it? We are in the first week of 2021. How are you feeling about that? Are you excited? Nervous? Hopeful? Well, even though I know you can make changes any time of the year, I honestly love starting a new year because I just feel like it's a fresh slate full of so many possibilities, don't you? As it says in Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." Well, today I want to share something with you that has had a profound effect on my life, and I think it will on yours too. It's called The Miracle Morning. This is actually a book written by Hal Elrod. I've mentioned this concept in previous episodes, but have never fully unpacked it for you. So I thought it was fitting to take this first episode of the new year to explain why I think you should consider creating a miracle morning for yourself. So I'd like to share some questions Hal asked the reader to think about, and I really encourage you to take some time to self-reflect on them, love. Have you ever felt like the life you want to live and the person you know you can be are just beyond your grasp? Do you feel like you're chasing your potential? You know it's there, you can see it, but you can never quite catch it. He goes on to say, "Most of us live our lives on the wrong side of a huge gap in our potential, a gap which separates who we are from who we can become. We are often frustrated with ourselves, our lack of consistent motivation, effort, and results in one or more areas of life. We spend too much time thinking about the actions we should be taking to create the results that we want, but then we don't take those actions. We all know what we need to do, we just don't consistently do what we know." Can you relate, love? Me too. So, are you ready to stop settling so you can start living your best life? You know, the life of your dreams? Can you just imagine that for a moment? What would the life of your dreams look like? Where would you live? How would you spend your time? What would you do for work? How would you serve others? Well, all of that is possible, but it will take some simple disciplines. As Hal says, your entire life changes the day that you decide you will no longer accept mediocrity for yourself. When you realize that today is the most important day of your life. When you decide that now matters more than any other time because it is who you are becoming each day based on the decisions that you are making and the actions that you are taking that is determining who you are going to be for the rest of your life. So, what is this whole Miracle Morning thing anyway? Well, in short, it's an opportunity to become the person you need to be to create everything you want for your life. It will give you purposeful time to work towards your most important goals. By starting now and making consistent daily progress towards the life you truly want, your success and the life of your dreams is inevitable. So essentially, you'll just set your alarm for an hour earlier than normal each day and spend that hour working on you before the craziness starts, before you run out of energy, before you have the opportunity to talk yourself out of it because you don't feel like it. I mean, how often do you have the desire to do something, but you've got so many commitments and are being pulled in so many different directions that by the time you finally sit down and relax for the night, all you want to do is crawl into bed? Exactly. So that's why we've got to make time for you in the morning. Hal came up with an easy-to-remember practice called SAVERS. Each letter of SAVERS represents a step in the process. The first S stands for silence. When is the last time you just sat in silence, love? Without the TV on, AirPods in, or someone in the room to talk to? Well, according to Mahatma Gandhi, in the attitude of silence, the soul finds the path in a clearer light, and what is elusive and deceptive resolves itself into crystal clearness. Wouldn't you like to be crystal clear on your life? I can't describe the peace you'll feel by just quieting your mind at the beginning of your day, even if for just a few short minutes. Wouldn't you like to describe your morning as calm, peaceful, and rejuvenating instead of rushed, hectic, stressful, or chaotic? Well, silence very well could be the missing link. You can use your time of silence to pray, meditate, reflect, practice deep breathing, or think about what you're grateful for. I personally usually spend my time in prayer, and I've experienced a closer connection to God during this morning time than any other time I pray. I think it's because I'm giving Him the first part of my day and showing Him that I know that He is in control and asking for His guidance. The A is for affirmations. As Hal says, your self-talk has dramatic influence on your level of success in every aspect of your life. Confidence, health, happiness, wealth, relationships, etc. Your affirmations are either working for or against you, depending on how you're using them. He goes on to say, however, when you actively design and write out your affirmations to be in alignment with what you want to accomplish and who you need to be to accomplish it, and commit to repeating them daily, they immediately make an impression on your subconscious mind. Now, I know sometimes affirmations are thought of as kind of woo-woo, but I promise, love, if you give this a chance and are open to it, it has the power to positively affect your mindset and the way you think of yourself, which can enhance so many areas of your life. We don't have time to get into all the specifics today on affirmations. That's why I highly recommend you getting your own copy. But here are the 5 steps to creating your affirmations. Step 1, Clearly articulate exactly what you want your ideal life to be like in each area. Step 2, describe why you want that. Step 3, who are you committed to being in order to create it? Does that sound familiar at all? Step 4, describe what you're committed to doing to attain it. Step 5, add inspirational quotes and philosophies. Now, this process takes more time than just writing out one I am statement, but it's worth the extra effort. I did this during the month of June when I had my month of transformation and read it each morning and then, when possible, multiple times throughout the day. That constant reminder of what I was working towards made all the difference in my success. The V stands for visualization. You can use this time to visualize anything that you want for your life. Think back to what came up for you when you described what your dream life would look like. Take this time to get really specific on all the details. The more clear you become, the more your brain will believe it's actually reality. As Sheree Carter Scott says, ordinary people believe only in the possible. Extraordinary people visualize not what is possible or probable, but rather what is impossible. And by visualizing the impossible, they begin to see it as possible. I have to admit, this is one I've not always been consistent at. But when I do give myself the gift of making time for visualization, it truly lights me up as I let myself dream about what is possible. I've also created a vision board for myself in the past by cutting out things I want out of magazines, such as dream vacations, a gorgeous kitchen, horses, my dream car, and putting it on a board so that I can look at it and picture what it would be like to have those things. I also have created an album on my phone of pictures of myself where I felt my best and most confident. I set an alarm for myself each morning to look at that album in order to visualize where I want to be again. The E stands for exercise. This is pretty self-explanatory, but as Hal explains, the benefits of morning exercise are too many to ignore. From waking you up and enhancing your mental clarity to helping you sustain higher levels of energy throughout the day, exercising soon after rising can improve your life in so many ways. You can use this time to do any form of exercise you'd like: yoga, walking, weightlifting, or a workout video of your choice. As you know, I love my long walks in the summer outside. But as it gets colder, I prefer shorter, high-intensity workouts, indoors, of course. The R stands for reading. As Hal says, the fastest way to achieve everything you want is to model successful people who have already achieved it. Reading for me is one of my absolute pleasures in life. I love learning new ideas, concepts, and ways to improve myself and my life. Now, reading might not be your thing, but maybe it's because you've never really put much thought into it. I spend my time reading devotions, the Bible, books on marriage, books on the health benefits of keto, self-improvement, you name it. And according to Matthew Kelly, reading is to the mind what exercise is to the body, and prayer is to the soul. We become the books we read. The second S and the final step in the Savers process stands for scribing, aka writing. You can use this time to journal what's on your mind, what you're grateful for, insights or ideas you have, lessons learned, whatever is on your heart at that time. There are no rules. I found this practice has helped me immensely to get all of the clutter out of my head and onto paper so I don't have to constantly worry about it anymore. There is truly so much freedom in this. Well, there you have it. Now, the length of time you commit to each of these practices is totally up to you. Just take your hour and break it up however you'd like. In the beginning, I believe this is how mine broke down. Silence, 5 minutes. Affirmations, 5 minutes. Visualization, 5 minutes. Exercise, 20 minutes. Reading, 20 minutes. And journaling, 5 minutes. Since starting this process, I've discovered that an hour isn't long enough for me. And I have a feeling you might realize this too. So now I spend the first hour reading and in prayer, 5 to 10 minutes journaling, and 30 to 45 minutes working out. I haven't consistently been doing my affirmations and visualization, but might start incorporating those back in. But that is the beauty of this process. You can try them all out and see which ones you feel benefit you the most. This is just a guide for you. Okay, so I know we are going a bit over on time today, but don't think I missed your groaning back there when I mentioned getting up an hour earlier than normal. Trust me, love, I didn't think I was a morning person either. Do you think I wanted to get out of my warm, cozy bed an hour earlier than I had to? Not at first. But within a day or two, I was so excited that I started waking up before my alarm even went off. This was time for me, where I could focus on my dreams and goals and the plans God had for my life instead of building someone else's dreams. It's when I'm my freshest, and I just can't describe how much I've grown and accomplished since starting my day this way. But in order to make this process a bit easier for you, I want to share with you Hal's 5-step snooze-proof wake-up strategy before we end the day. I promise you will thank me later. Step 1, set your intentions the night before. This is so important. Your first thought in the morning is usually the last thought you had before bed. Step 2, keep your alarm clock across the room. This has made all the difference for me, especially since we got Mamba. As soon as my alarm goes off, he wakes up and I have no choice but to get up because there's no sleeping in with a hungry puppy on your hands. Step 3, brush your teeth. Step 4, drink a full glass of water. Step 5, get dressed in workout clothes or jump in the shower. Now, Hal goes into more detail regarding this process in the book, but I wanted to let you know the steps at least because I think they'll really help with your transition period. Now, before we end in prayer, I want to just share one final thought with you. What if we tried something new in 2021 and committed to putting God first in our lives? We committed to making this small sacrifice to get up an hour earlier in order to spend our first moments with Him and see what dreams He puts on our hearts. Just something to think about, love. I just know it has made such a huge impact on my life, and I so want that for you too. As it says in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Would you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this new year and clean slate you've given us. Please help us commit to putting you first in our lives this year. We are beyond excited to see what you have planned for us. We love you and thank you for this beautiful life that you've blessed us with. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Before you go, love, I wanted to remind you that I am a certified health and life coach and would love the opportunity to work with you one-on-one if there's something that you're struggling with. Sometimes, if we are able to dig a little deeper into your personal situation, we can get to the root of the problem together. If you'd like more information, please send me an email at healthcoach.shariehaines@gmail.com. Bye for now, and I hope you have a blessed week in the Lord.